Please turn your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 2.
请大家打开路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2 verse 7.
第二章第七节。
And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, this would be Jesus. She wrapped him in cloths, swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
玛利亚就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Let's read that verse again.
我们再读一遍。
And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him, this would be Jesus, in cloths, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
这生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Father, let's just have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we do thank you that on this last Lord's Day of the year, we were able to come around your table.
感谢你，今天是今年最后一个主日，我们可以来到你饼杯的面前。
Not just remember what you have done with for us, but to remember who you are.
不只仅仅纪念你为我们所成就的，而是来纪念你是谁。
And this morning, we want to just continue declaring the worthiness of the Lord Jesus.
今天我们愿意继续来说，主，你是配的。
Reveal yourself to us this morning.
求你向我们显现你的自己。
In freshness, in newness.
在肉体里面。
That we might truly, Lord, give you that place in our lives that you deserve.
我们真的是在我们的心里面为你预备这个地方，这是你所配得的。
We worship you.In Jesus' name. Amen. I do want to say blessed, blessed Christmas to all of you.
我愿意说，就是说蒙福的，蒙福的，因为今天是圣诞节。
Man, over the years, has made such a mess of this day. There's always a tendency just to ignore it.
人类在圣诞节这件事上把它的真正的意义失去了。
We're almost afraid around the Lord's table this morning for anyone to say, let's sing 47, Joy to the World.
我今天早晨甚至害怕有弟兄姊妹点47首。
It's a great carol.
这是一个很好的诗歌。
But often we pull back because the world has corruptedChristmas.
但是我们远远我们有的时候会担心说这个世界已经把圣诞节真正的意义给污染了。
But both Robert at the Lord's table and now our brother Basa Lawrence has reminded us that Christmas is not all there is to say and do in itself.
但是我们 Robert 弟兄和 Lawrence 弟兄在提醒我们说，圣诞节的意义不仅仅在于它自己本身。
Christmas is the beginning. It's the advent. It's the coming.
圣诞节是一个开始，是意识要来的那件事。
By itself, it would have no value.
仅仅因着它自己，它没有任何的意义，
yes,
没有任何的价值。
For the first time in history.God came to this earth like he had never come before.
是的，在人类历史上第一次神来到这个地上。
But if it ended with that advent, with that coming, there would be no purpose.
但是如果那仅仅是一个结束，那本没有什么意义。
It would be like having the starter on a car and that's it.
就像你只是把那个车发动了，但是就停在那里。
But there was a life, a 33 years plus life of the Lord Jesus.
但是主在这个世上过了33年。
There was a magnificent, wonderful death.
他为我们的死，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
There was a complete burial.
他又被埋葬。
And then there was a wonderful resurrection.
然后他又复活。
And then he ascended above everything that's on this earth.
然后他就超越这世上所有这一切。
He was lifted above it.
他被提高过这一切。
And the Father was so pleased with those 33 and a half years, he said, sit down. I exalt you above all other men.
所以父神在他对主耶稣在地上33年是这样的心满意足，所以他说坐下，我要让你被高举，高过所有这一切。
And he is seated at the right hand of the Father even right now, ever interceding for you and I.
所以他今天坐在父神的右边为我们代求。
We're often so proud that we think that our prayers can go directly to the Heavenly Father.
我们很多的时候是这样的骄傲，以为我们自己的祷告可以达到天上父神的那里。
Our prayers in themselves, brothers and sisters, are very, very feeble.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己的祷告是很虚弱的。
But the Lord Jesus, as our mediator, receives every one of those prayers. And with His life, He demonstrates to the Father, it gives power to every word that we voice from our heart to the Father.
但是耶稣作为我们的中保，他听到我们所有的祷告，他用他自己来向主向我们的父神显明，为什么我们的祷告值得垂听。
Christmas is much more than one day.
圣诞节不仅仅只是一天。
Christmas is every day.
圣诞节是每一天。
God's intention is that He would come and reside in our hearts every day.
神的心意是要每一天都住在我们的心里。
And not only His coming in, but His resurrection life, the fullness of His life.Would be our portion daily.
他不但要住在我们的里面，而且他复活的生命要成为我们每天生活的实际。
It's a privilege to speak today, this Christmas.
今天来，甚至只是来谈论说这个圣诞节是何等的一个权利。
Not only because it is Christmas.
不仅仅是因为是圣诞节。
But it is also the last day of this year.
也因为是今年的最后一个主日。
It is a summing up of everything that has occurred this year.
这是对今年所发生所有这一切的总结。
It is also when we begin thinking of what? The new year.
也让我们想新的一年。
2012 is right there at the threshold. Right at the door.
2012年就在门口。
And the Lord is saying to each one of us this morning, Are we ready?
但是主问我们每一个人这样一个问题，我们预备好了吗？
I would be a liar if I said that this world offers a lot of promise in 2012.
我想这个世界给我们很多的应许，为着2012年。
In fact, 2012, we're going to see a little bit more of the inability of the world to satisfy the heart of man.
我们可以在新的一年里面看到，这个世界是不能满足我们的心。
And all of these things in 2012, the Lord will use to bring us to a closer walk with Him.
主会用2012年所发生的每一件事情让我们能够更近的来与他同行。
Even the difficult things, God turns them to good.
也成为我们的益处。
They become the very goad, the very rod that turns our eyes on Jesus.
他让我们能够转眼来仰望耶稣。
And gives room for Him.
让我们心里面来预备地方。
And that is what we want to discuss this morning.
这是我们今天早晨要交通的。
This whole subject of giving room for the Lord Jesus.
就是在我们心里面预备地方为着主耶稣。
Being a prepared vessel.
来做一个预备整齐的器皿。
God has always been about looking for a prepared vessel.
主是愿意有一个预备合用的器皿。
In fact, simply said, young people, young adults, I like that better.You look like adults to me.
我要说年纪轻的成年人。
You are on this earth not just to study.
你到这个世界上不是只仅仅来学习。
Though in the last 9, 10, 11, 12 years,
虽然已经学了9年、
10年
或者12年。
That's the only thing I do.
对，你也是想这是我做的唯一的一件事。
But in fact, that's a very small part when we think of all of eternity.
但是如果我们从永远来看的话，那真的是很小的一部分。
Young adults, you have been created to give room in your heart for Jesus.
年轻人，主创造你们是要你们在心里面预备地方，为着主耶稣。
Now that's a very, very simple thought.
这是一个很简单的想法。
But there's a problem.
但是有这样一个问题。
Do any of you know what the problem is?
有没有你们当中的一位知道是问题是什么？
I know.
我知道。
There's been very little room in my life for the Lord.
在我的生命里面，给主耶稣预备的地方很小。
And it comes down to one reason.
因为就是这样一个原因。
I'm too full of myself.
因为我被我自己所充满。
My plans.
我自己的计划。
My family.
我的家庭。
My ideas.
我的主意。
My desires.
我的想法。
My wishes.
我的希望。
All of these things make up our life.
这些东西就来阻挡我们的生活。
But then if we are in a Christian home, oh, by the way,There's 2 hours on Sunday for Jesus.
如果我们活在一个基督徒的家里，那我们星期天早晨有两个小时来敬拜主。
There is 13 seconds before a meal where we pray and we say, Lord, thank you for this food.
我每一次吃饭的时候花30秒钟来祷告，来谢饭。
So even as believers, we often are faced with this problem.
所以即使我们是信主的人也有同样的问题。
There is no room in the end.
在我们的心里面没有地方。
This verse that we made, that we read this morning, it's kind of ironic. It's an irony.
这个其实对我们来说是一件讽刺的事。
Because the end is where guests are to stay.
我们的目标是让我们的客人能够在这里停留下来。
And when you travel to a city, you do not plan to stay in the barn.
但是当你到那个一个另外一个城市去的时候，你通常不会预备住在一个农场。
This verse is interesting in that it is one of the most joyful, greatest thoughts.Ever to be mentioned on this earth.
这一节圣经是这个圣经里面所有的最最让我们心里面欢喜快乐的一节。
God coming to this earth.
神来到这个世界。
The God who created us coming to dwell with us.
创造我们的神来到这个世界，住在我们当中。
Have you ever gotten excited?When there has been a book signing and you get to go shake the hand of someone who has written a book.
如果有一次有一个作者来签名他所写的书，你是不是会觉得很兴奋？因为你可以看到那个作者。
We get excited when we are with the inventor or the writer of anything.
我们如果碰到一个发明什么或者出一本书的人，我们都会很激动。
And we go home and we say, guess who hand I shook today?
猜一猜今天我和谁握手了。
Now the creator of your bodies and my body,
但是创造我们身体的这一位。
The person who would redeem us, take us from an incorrupted person to incorruptible,
这一位创造我们，让我们可以会毁坏的身体成为不可朽坏的。
Has come to this earth,
来到这个世界。
And the very first event that happened, no room.
但是第一件发生的事，这个世界没有地方为着它。
This is continued to occur all through the ages.
但这其实 顺着下面的年代不断的 有发生。
Very few people give him room.
很少有人为着主预备地方。
My studies are too important.
我的学习是这样的重要。
I don't have time to spend 15 minutes in the morning reading 6 verses in a psalm. I have an exam today.
我今天要考试，所以今天早晨我没有15分钟来读六节圣经，唱一首诗歌。
Reading what our Creator, what our Redeemer has to say to us for that day.
没有时间来读我们的创造者，我们的救赎主那天要对我们说的话。
No, I have many appointments at work today. I have got to gulp down my coffee and get going.
我今天上班有很多的事情，所以我要拿起我的咖啡，然后我需要去做这些事。
I'll take care of that Sunday.
敬拜主，我到等还是等到星期天吧。
I will give my nod to God Sunday morning.
我会在星期天早晨向表示向主的敬拜。
This is the history of the Jewish people.
这些就是那些犹太人的历史。
And finally, God sent His own Son.
最后，神把他的儿子差到地上。
And the general thinking was away with him.
但是大多数的想法是要离开他。
We don't want him.
我们不需要他。
We love ourselves too much.
我们是爱我们自己太多。
And the Lord.Then turn from the Jewish race to us Gentiles.
所以主就转眼离开那些犹太人，向着我们这些外邦人。
Sent even His Holy Spirit to give us the power to want Him.
给我们圣灵，给我们能力，来让我们来要他。
And once again, 2,000 years of church history has proven.
但是过去2000年教会的历史向我们显明。
Most of us.Don't want him.
我们当中大多数的人都不愿意要他。
There are a few who say, "Yes, I want him, but on my terms."
也有很少的人说我要他，但是这边是我的条件。
And then praise God.
感谢主。
There is a cloud of witnesses. There are a group of people.
但是这些见证人如同云彩围绕我。
Every generation.
每一个时代
who say come Lord Jesus
有一些人对着主说主再来
live in my heart
住在我的心里
my business is yours
我的生意是你的
my school work is yours
我的学习也是你的
this body is yours
我的身体是你的
in health in sickness
疾病
My possessions, what few they are yours.
都是你的。
Possessions can be gone in a moment.
我们的所有可以很快的就灰飞烟灭。
3 weeks ago, I was in Toronto, and there's a guest home in one of the fellowships that we often visit.
几个星期之前我在多伦多那边的聚会他们有一个客房
This home was built by this couple to entertain brothers and sisters as they travel
一对夫妻他们预备了这样一个客房为着从外地来的弟兄姊妹
And we enjoyed it even the first part of this month
我们甚至可以这个月的前面几天我们住在那里
Day before yesterday,
但是前天
this home was destroyed by fire.
这个房子被火烧灭。
Good news is,
好的消息是说
in talking to the owners yesterday, they said, we have joy.
我和那个弟兄姊妹谈话的时候，他们说他们心里还是欢喜快乐。
That home was the Lord's.
那个房是主的。
You see, if it's ours, it's very painful to let go.
但是如果是我们自己的，那让他失去这样一个东西，我们会感到很痛。
And like Job, they were tested.
就像约伯被试炼的时候。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
during this coming year,
下面要来的这一年里面
all of us are going to be tested.
我们每一个人都会有试炼。
What is important?
什么是重要的？
Giving room for the Lord.
预备地方为着主。
Or occupying our lives with ourselves.
还是用我们自己来占满我们生命的所有空间。
It's interesting to look at the setting when Jesus came to this earth.
所以当我们来看主耶稣来到地上时候的那些环境。
Generally speaking, no one even knew he had come.
但是其实来说，甚至没有人知道他要来。
But there were others who were expecting him.
但是也有一些人是在等着他的再来。
I don't know about you, but I got the impression Brother Lawrence is expecting the Lord.
我们知道罗恩斯弟兄他在等着主的再来。
And he is not going to be disappointed if his life is interrupted with the Lord's return today.
如果他的生活被主的再来所中断，我想他会欢喜。
In 2005, Steve Jobs was given the graduation speech at Stanford University.
2005年，约布斯给斯坦福大学的毕业生有一个讲话。
He made a very interesting philosophical comment.
他有一个用一个哲学的这样一个讲话。
He said, "No man likes to die."
没有人喜欢死。
He says.Even those who are believing that there is a heaven try to stay away from there.
即使那些相信有天堂的人也想办法来避免死亡。
Why could he make a statement like that?
为什么他可以做这样的一个评论？
Because he's been around many of us Christians.
因为他周围也有很多的基督徒。
We are holding on to our life.
我们抓紧紧地抓住我们自己的生命。
We're not used to the Lord Jesus' life living in us.
我们并不习惯于主的生命活在我们的里面。
And as a result, the only barometer that we have is our own judgment.
所以作为这样一个结果，我们所能看到的就是我们自己。
I like me and I'm going to hold on to me.
我喜欢我自己，所以我要紧紧抓住我自己。
And I am going to protect me.
我要保护我自己。
I have rights.
我有这样的权利。
I have property.
我有财产。
And I'm glad I'm in this country where there's some understanding by the government to protect my property.
我很高兴我活在这样一个国家里面，这个政府保护私有财产。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus comes into our life,We don't care if he takes us home or if he gives us another year.
当主再来的时候，我们并不关心他马上把我们带回天家，还是再给我们一年。
And that's the way it was with a few people when Jesus came.
所以当主来到地上的时候，就是我们看到有一些人就是这样的光景。
The parents of John the Baptist.
他的父母施洗约翰。
Zacharias and Elizabeth.
撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯
They were ready.
他们都已经预备好
They were looking.
他们在等着主的
It's the only thought they had regarding having children.
因为他们所想的有孩子就是为着这个原因
Bringing in the king.
让主来掌权
I have six grandsons.
我有七个孙女或者外孙女。
Six.
要我有六个啊。
And a seventh one on the way.
等着第七个。
I have one thought.
我有这样一个想法。
My wife, I hear her pray regarding these grandsons often.
我听到我的妻子为这些孩子们祷告。
She calls them God's warriors.
她叫他们说是主的战士。
They're not ours.
他不是我们的。
They're not their parents.
也不是他们父母的。
They're the Lord's.
他们是主的。
Everything that we have surround us is His.
我们周围所有这一切都是主的。
And Zacharias and Elizabeth understood that.
撒迦利亚和伊丽莎伯他们明白这件事。
So did Joseph and Mary.
约瑟和玛利亚也知道。
I am so thankful that these young adults are here this morning.
我们今天早晨何等感恩这些年轻人在我们中间。
You young ladies, Mary was not much older than you.
你们思想，其实玛利亚当时并不比你们大很多。
It's figured that somewhere 14, 15, 16, right in that age, that was the age of Mary.
14到16岁，这大概是玛利亚当时的年纪。
It's a beautiful study, sisters, younger sisters, older sisters, to see what this teenage lady, woman of God, believed in.
所以我们这边看到这个年轻的女人，她信主。
Her great humility.
她是这样的谦卑。
Her life was not hers.
她的生命不是她自己的。
Totally abandoned to the Lord.
她完全的顺服主。
And then there is that stable that had was ready for the Lord.
所以她预备她自己为着主。
A beautiful picture of humility.
所以我们看到谦卑是何等美丽的一幅图画。
And then there were those humble shepherds.
也有那些谦卑的牧羊人。
Ready to receive the king.
他们等着王。
And immediately worshipped.
马上来就来敬拜他。
And then there was Simeon and Anna in the temple.
也有西缅和亚拿他们在圣殿里面。
Here, brothers and sisters, we have a wide range of people.
所以我们看到很多的人。
Rich, poor,
贫穷
a real respectful occupation, not the magi,
令人尊敬的职业
less respectable, some of the poor people,
也许有贫穷，并没有很好的职业
but in all this wide variety,There's a common thread.
但是虽然他们的背景是这样的不同，他们当中有一件事是相同的。
There was room in their heart for the Lord.
他们的心里面有为主预备地方。
Now, brothers and sisters, I did not say mind, though the mind is included.
我不是说那个头脑，虽然头脑也包括在里面。
No, in the seat of their affection, where their first love resides.That is where they had put the Lord Jesus.
他们起先的爱在哪里？他们就把主耶稣放在哪里。
They had exchanged all the desires of their hearts, and they all had those desires, like all of us, at one time.
他们的心里面其实原来跟我们一样，有他们自己的那些愿望。
But they had been exchanged.
但是他们把他们换掉了。
And there was an opening daily, saying, Lord, you reside in my heart.
他们把他的心，把他们的心每天向主打开，说主，求你来住在我的心里。
When I was 5 years old, a little song became really the beginning of my Christian life.
当我五岁的时候，有这样一个诗歌，成为我基督徒生活的开始。
I hadn't thought of it for years until this morning when I was walking with my wife. She started singing it.
我很多年都没有听到，但是今天早晨，当我妻子和我一起走的时候，她开始唱这首诗歌。
Into my heart, into my heart.
来住我心里，来住我心里。
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，请你来住我心里。
Come in today.
今天就来。
Come in to stay.
今天来住在我的心里。
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，求你来我心里。
Now that became a reality over 65 years ago to me.
在65年之前就成为一个生活的实际。
But that is not the end.
但是那不是一个结束。
That's the beginning.
那仅仅是一个开始。
And each day this is tested.
每一天都有一个试炼。
Are we going to occupy this day with ourselves?
我们每天要用我们自己来占领这个地方吗
？I remember And I've told this story before. When this whole thing became a reality to my first wife, long before she died,
我记得我以前也做过见证，在我前妻去世很多年以前，这个成为一个实际。
And a lot of these young ladies here remind me of her because she was very ordered, disciplined.
很多这边的年轻人的提醒让我真的是看到她，因为她是很有组织性。
And especially when there's a lot to do, like around Christmas time, she would have this list that she would add to on the 23rd of December, I need to do this, this, and this.
她会有一个计划写在纸上，说23号我要做这些这些这些。
Now the problem was,
但是问题在于
that list was her list.
但是那是她的一个。
And she had to get through that list.
她要来完成这个单子上所有的事。
And when she got through the list, it gave her satisfaction.
当她完成所有这些以后，她的心里面就会满足。
Oh, but the Lord knows how to train us.
但是主知道怎么样来改变我们。
Because of His love.
因为他的爱。
And so one day she set out to work on that list.
有一天她来开始做那个单子上的事。
I came home from work and I said,
我从工作回到家。
I don't think I even had to ask her.She said, I didn't get anything done on my list.
回来家她跟我说我一件事都没有做。
And she went to that store, they didn't have it. Whatever she did that day, it did not happen.
她要比如说去买一个东西，她到那个商店那边已经没有了，所以她要做的每件事情都没有做完。
That began in her life the day that her list became the Lord's list.
所以从那一天开始，他心里面那个单子就被换成主的那个单子。
He is the one that can make connections. He is the one that can get us through traffic.
因为主是那一位给我们指路，他让我们能够通过地上的那些交通阻塞。
See, we don't think of those things.
我们其实有很多时候不想这件事。
We don't realize that if God says no to that list, it's done.Nothing's going to happen.
主向着我们的单子说不，那我其实那个单子就任何一件事情都不会完成。
Brothers and sisters, because we are so stiff-necked, God often has to let us go on for years, years and years, living totally independent of Him, filling our life with ourselves.
但是因为我们的底相是那么的硬，所以很多时候主要让我们很多年。靠着我们自己生活。
But the shepherds, Simeon and Anna, they lived open to him.
但是那些牧羊人西缅和亚拿，他们的心向着主是敞开的。
What are the characteristics of being that vessel that's prepared?
做主预备何用的器皿？那你需要有什么样的性格？
First of all, brothers and sisters,
首先弟兄姊妹，
it's a selfless life.
第一个是一个无私的、舍己的生活。
It's the day and the following days and every day after that we say, I am crucified. I am done.
每一天我们都需要说，我已经被钉在十字架上。
This is what we call humility.
这个我们说的谦卑。
Humility is simply total dependence upon God.
谦卑就是说我们完全来顺服依靠神。
Whereas pride is dependent upon me.
而骄傲是靠着我们自己。
Trusting myself.
相信我们自己。
I can do it.
我可以做这个。
See, Nike has made a lot of money with that swish. You can do it.
我们知道耐克那个鞋它有这样一个勾，它那个商标赚了很多的钱，因为上面上说我可以做。
Every time I see one of those athletes with that big swish,
每一次我看到一个运动员穿那个打勾的那个鞋，
I say, yes, you can do it.
是的，你可以做。
Dale, only by the grace of God.
但是只是仅仅是因着主的恩典。
See, if we stop with, you can do it,
但是如果我们停留在我们可以做
Who gets the glory?
谁得荣耀呢
I did it
我做了
Glory is me
所以我得荣耀
And if I can't do it Then I'm going to be very depressed
我也许就会心里面不高兴
See the world is always giving us half truth
所以这个世界总是给我们一半的真理
You can do it
你可以做
If the world builds up man,
如这个世界建造了人
but then comes a day where the world kind of pushes you aside.
但是有一天世界把你放到一边
I meet with a group of brothers Saturday morning.
我和一般弟兄星期六早晨有一个聚会
I learn much from these brothers.
我从这些弟兄身上学到很多
One brother recently said,
有一个弟兄说
I remember, Brother Dale, being in your farm country where you grew up milking cows.
我记得达尔弟兄在他早年他生活在那个农村牧养那些奶牛
And we went out to a dairy and we got to see all these cows.
当我们去一个奶牛场我们看到所有这些牛
It was what we called a full dairy. There were the little calves, there were milk cows, and over here was butter and cheese and milk.
所以我们可以看到有小牛、大牛，然后牛奶、乳酪。
I guess what he remembered.
如果你记得
，Behind one barn, there was a cow laying on her back, where she was dead with four legs up in the air.
所以我们看到一个牛场里面，就是说一个牛已经死了。
And we always, as brothers, remind ourselves that this is what the world does to you.
这个就是我们这个世界向我们所做的
Milk you as long as you can, and as soon as the last drop is out, you die.
如果从你身上还能挤出奶的话，那会那这个世界就会继续从你身上挤奶。但一旦就最后一滴奶都被挤尽了，你就死了。
Couple of the brothers I meet with are in IT.
有一些弟兄，他们是在那个信息技术行业。
They're in their 50s and 60s.
他们是五十六十岁。
And they're competing with the 25-year-old.
他们和那些二十五岁的人竞争。
Who can be hired for a third of their salary?
他们的工资只是他们的三分之一。
And their bosses look at them and say.I can get this young talent that's on the cutting edge of IT for two-thirds less salary.
他们的老板看着说，我可以雇这个年轻人，他知道最新的技术，而且他的费用少三分之二。
And they naturally feel like that dead cow.
然后他们那些老的人就觉得他们就像那个死去的那个奶牛。
But when our life is filled with the Lord,
当我们的生活被主充满以后
it is an eternal life.
这就成为一个永远的生命
It's God's life.
是神的生命
It begins to grow.
在我们里面生长
And there's more room in the end.
然后我们里面就有更多的空间。
There's more room in us.
在我们里面就有更多的空间。
Until finally we are consumed with the Lord and the Lord carries us home.
最后我们完全被主充满，主带我们回家。
When is our graduation from this earth?
我们愿意从这个世界上毕业。
The day we meet the Lord.
在我们第一次和主相遇的时候。
We're being prepared.
如果我们预备整齐。
Life is exactly in Christ the opposite as this world.
主耶稣里面的生命和这个世界上的生命是完全相反的。
In this world, you must increase your experience, your knowledge of a subject.
在这个世界上，你必须增加你在某一个领域的知识能力。
That becomes your technical expertise.
这成为你的 个技术上面的一个专长。
Your profession, your career.
你的职业。
The more you know,
你知道的越多。
The greater the experience,
你的经验越多。
The more, the higher you reach in this world.
在这个世界上你就爬得越高。
In God's economy,
但是在神的经济里面
it's decreasing.
那而是他所看重的是减少
It's decreasing of self
是我们自己减少
Less self-worth recognizing he is the one who is worthy
减少我们属世的情欲 来认识到他是配得的
God cannot fill us God cannot dwell us when it's all self
当我们里面都是我们自己的时候主就不能住进去
Only when we're empty
只有当我们自己被倒空以后
Stay empty
并且保持我们里面是空的
To go anywhere in a car It has to be full
如果我们要开车去哪里那油箱里必须有油
To go on with the Lord We have to be empty
但是如果要好与主同行我们里面必须是空的
ThesePeople that gave the Lord room when he came were God-fearing people.
这些预备主回来的这些人他们是敬畏神的。
They revered, they respected God.
他们敬畏神。
This morning, brothers and sisters, if we had a real respect for the Lord,
今天早晨如果我们真的敬畏神的话
right now in our hearts we say, Lord, enter.
我们应该说主进到我们的心里
How foolish I am to substitute my self-life for the God of glory
我以前是多么的愚蠢用我自己的生命来代替神荣耀的生命
Oh brothers may we let go
主弟兄姊妹让我们放弃我们自己
Joseph was a righteous man
约瑟是一个义人
Zacharias was a righteous man These shepherds were righteous. They walked with God.
牧羊人也是有义的。
These,
他们和与神同行。
These magi were righteous people.
那些博士也是义人。
To you young adults, that simply means?
对年轻人来说，这些就意味着。
Doing the right things every day.
每天都做一个对的事。
Mom and dad say something, you do it.
父母如果说什么，你就去做。
Sometimes,It's not even pleasant to do, but you do it.
有些时候，如果你心里面觉得不开心，但是你还是做了。
And if the Lord is in your life, you'll be able to do it with a smile.
如果主在你的心里面，你可以一边做一边有笑容。
You won't have to be bribed to do it.
你不需要父母来贿赂你去做。
You will just do it.
你就会去做。
These people that received the Lord had a pure heart.
这些接受主的人他们有一颗纯洁的心
All the purity of Mary's heart
玛利亚的心里面也是纯洁的
See if something is pure it means that there's nothing added in
如果有一件东西是纯洁的话就是说没有其他的掺杂
It's just Jesus in your heart
只是耶稣在你心里
Jesus is dwelling there
耶稣住在那里
3 weeks ago, Brother Stern spoke on the subject of God dwelling in us.
我们的弟兄跟我们说到主住在住在我们中，神住在我们中间。
Same thought this morning.
今天早晨我也有同样的想法。
God desires to dwell in you and me.
主愿意住在我们你和我的心里。
He wants to take up residence in you.
他愿意。住在我们心里
Be on the throne of your life
在你生活的宝座上面
There will be holiness That's what pure heart means Holiness
圣洁纯洁的心就是说是圣洁
When God spoke to Moses
当神对摩西说话的时候
Moses take off your shoes
摩西把他的鞋脱了下来
What if Moses had kept his shoes on
如果摩西还穿着他的鞋的话
Would God continue speaking, be in his presence?
神还会继续向他说话吗
Absolutely not
不会的
He had to take off that which was attached to this earth, those sandals
他要把鞋脱下来因为那个鞋 是和这个地。
Beautiful symbol of being holy the Lord's.
就像我们写明什么是向着神是圣洁的。
Pure of heart.
纯洁的心。
Single-heartedness.
单一的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
like Zechariah,
就像撒加利亚
like Simeon and Anna,
西缅和亚拿
we need to be watching,
我们需要注意
waiting,
等待
we were just admonished that by Lawrence,
就像我们 Lawrence 弟兄刚刚所说的
are you watching?
你是在等待吗
are you waiting?
你是在等待吗
what does it mean to wait on the Lord?
什么等待主再来是什么意思
It means to actively ask, seek and knock
就是说主动的来求
not,
来敲门
Do not knock the door down
不是把门敲下来
But to ask and knock, seek the Lord
而是来寻求主
With our whole heart
用我们的全心
Lord, I want to give you room
我愿意在我里面为你预备地方
I am tired of running my life
我自己来过我自己的生活已经疲倦了
I want your will to be my will
我愿意你的旨意成为我的旨意
I want my will to be laid down and yours to take over
我愿意把我自己的旨意放下愿你的旨意来成就
These several people there 2,000 years ago were all worshippers
2000年之前这些人都是主的敬拜者
Zacharias was there in the temple offering incense to the Lord
撒加利亚在圣殿里面向主献祭
Incense is that holy prayer to the Lord
烧香就是向着神的圣洁的祷告
It's a preserving prayer
这是一个预备的祷告
It's a perfect prayer
这是一个完美的祷告
When the pharmacist made incense, they put salt in it to preserve.
当那些农夫预备这些香的时候，他们把盐放在里面。
And the frankincense was pure frankincense.
所以那个香是纯洁的。
And it gave an aroma to the Lord.
然后当他把它献给神的时候。
Do your prayers, are they incense, or are they just your selfish petitions?
你的祷告真的是有香气可以达到神那里还是你只是你自己的一个愿望
Just a word about the Lord's table
就我们再说一下主的
The Lord's table is one time during the week
主的饼杯是每一个星期一次
That is different than all other gatherings
是和其他所有的聚会都有区别的
It's a time in which our remembrance our concentration is solely to the Lord and for the Lord
就是说我们所有的纪念都是为着主也向着主
It's not even about my salvation as wonderful that is
不是为着我们的救恩虽然救恩很完美
It's blessing the worthiness of the Son
而是来赞美主是配得的
It's remembering the essence of the Son
来纪念神的儿子
The love of the Son The life of the Son
神子的爱
The compassion of the Son
他的生命他向着我们的爱
This is the aroma
所以这就成为一个香气
This is what that frankincense It's pure There's nothing of Gail King in it
因为那个是纯洁的没有我自己在里面
See, Much of our prayers brother and sister is centered around us
我们很多的祷告都是以自我为中心的
And there's a reason for that
也有一个因为有这样一个原因
Because the Lord is not occupying our being
因为主没有占据我们的心
Christ in us will be that sweet aroma to the Father
只要主在我们的里面他就会成为一个香气达到父神的脚前
But when it's only me When it's only Dale
但是如果只是我自己
then there's that's what it is it's strictly petition
那只是一个祈求
or thanking him what he's done for me
那只是来感谢他为着我所做的
as wonderful as that is
虽然那很奇妙
with the several people around the Lord's coming there was absolute surrender
在主降生的那时候有 有我们前面提到这些人，他们是完全把自己放下。
I've said enough about that. I won't say anything more.
我已经说了足够多。
There is also sacrificial life.
也有一个牺牲的生活。
You don't hear this much anymore.
你不再听到很多这些。
It's all Jesus for me.
只是耶稣为我。
But Jesus for me has a purpose.
但是耶稣为我们是有一个。
So that like him, we can give back and lay down our life.
所以我们可以向他把我们自己的生命放下。
Be the love slave of each other.
成为弟兄姊妹爱的奴隶。
Back to the first words that came out of Mary's heart was, I'm your bond slave. I have no rights.
玛利亚说的第一句话是说，我是主的使女，我没有我自己的权利。
Mary's life all the way through, we even see it at Pentecost. It's her worshiping her son, the son of God.
所以我们看到玛利亚她整个一生直到五旬节，她都是来敬拜她的儿子，神的儿子。
Mary was right there at Pentecost, waiting and praying.For the Holy Spirit to descend.
所以那天五旬节的那一天，他在那里祷告，求圣灵的降临。
Praying continuously for children, her other children who had no respect for the Lord Jesus at all.
也为着他其他的儿女祷告，因为他们并不尊敬主耶稣。
And much of this she did on her own, since her husband probably died earlier.
其实她的丈夫也许死的比较少。
There's a corporateness in these people that surrounded the Lord's birth.
在主降生的时候，周围这些人里面，他们里面也有一个合一。
You see the oneness of Elizabeth and Zechariah.
你可以看到伊丽莎伯和撒加利亚的合一。
See the oneness of Simeon and Anna in the temple working together.
你也可以看到圣殿里面西面和亚拿的合一。
I think all of you realize that when you work together.Day in and day out, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, there cannot be any self.
所以当我们每天工作在一起的时候，12、14个小时，我们不能有我们的自己。
We have a number of students. In fact, most of you have been students and know something about having roommates.
我们很多人都做过学生，你也知道你有室友的那个光景。
Living with a roommate is where you really get your education.
其实从你的室友那里是你真正得到教育的那个。
There can't be any self.
你不能有你自己。
If there is self,
如果你有你自己，
you begin to murmur.
你就会埋怨。
Begin to complain.
你就会埋怨。
I hope my roommate drops dead.
我希望我的室友马上就死。
Now none of you would say that, but you'd say, I hope my roommate flunks out.
我也许不会说这句话，但是你说，也许我希望我的room，我希望我的室友通过。
But why did the Lord put you with that roommate?
但是为什么主把你和那个室友放在一起？
That husband, that wife.
为什么把这个丈夫和妻子放在一起？
So we would come to the place of not getting rid of our wife, not getting rid of our husband, but getting rid of self.
而我们可以达到这样一个地步，不是把我们的妻子或者丈夫去掉，而是把我们自己去掉。
If you have a marriage that is growing today and that is really moving upward, you have said in your, to yourself 100,000 times, I am crucified.
如果你今天有一个上升的婚姻，也许你对你自己已经说过1000次或者10,000次，我已经被钉十字架了。
No relationship can grow without not crucifying the other person, but I am crucified.
没有任何的一个关系可以成长，如果我不先说，不是那个人被钉十字架，而是我自己被钉十字架。
And to quit changing the other person.
停止来试着改变对方。
I say this, I think every time I'm up here.
我每一次在这里都这样说。
For one reason,
因为有这样一个原因，
most people aren't getting it.
很多的人都不知道。
Because self is strong.
因为我们的老我是这样的强。
I am going to fill my life.
我需要充满我的生命。
No room for Jesus.
我的里面没有地方为主耶稣。
Because when you say I deny myself, I could, that's the Lord.
所以当你说舍己的时候，那是主说的。
Corporateness is how we grow up.
可以是让我们能够可以增长，生命增长的一个。
All of us have wanted to isolate ourselves, pull away from some type of an arrangement.
很多的时候，我们都会退后。
If you say you've never wanted to pull away from another person, you better confess you're lying.
如果你说你从来没有从任何一个人退后，那你也许是在撒谎。
But God ordained corporate living.
但是主愿意我们有一个合一的生活。
He ordained body life, a family.
他愿意有一个家庭，愿意我们有一个肢体交通的生活。
For one reason.
因为有这样一个原因。
To reveal to us.We're filled with self, and we have to get rid of it so that he can live within.
因为他要向我们显明，我们要去掉，要放下我们的自己，让他来充满。
To this day, that little group of people, the shepherds, Joseph and Mary, and the others, the Magi, are a testimony of Jesus.
那一天，那些人，约瑟、玛利亚、牧羊人和那些博士，他们是为主做见证。
So in closing,
所以当我们结束信息的时候
what keeps us from being that indwelling place for the Lord?
那是什么样什么事情来阻止我们成为主的居所呢
What keeps us? What causes us to remain like that end? No room in the end.
那是什么样什么事让我们就是说在心里面没有给主预备地方
Oh, I just love to ask the young adults.This because they've been listening.
我愿意来问这些年轻人，因为他们在听。
No self-life.
没有一个是完全没有自我的生活。
If there is self-life, the Lord's life is hindered.
如果你有你自己的生命，那主的生命就进不来。
What else besides self-life hinders?
还有什么比？自我生活更加阻挡主的
spiritual adultery
是属灵的淫荡
something else is important in our life
在我们生命当中有什么重要的事情
playing footsie winking at something of this world
让我们要世界上在世界里面的什么东西
it can be our job
It
can be school.
也许是我们的学业。
All many things keeps us in an adulterous stage.
所以我们在这些事上就犯了奸淫的罪。
God is jealous, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的神是忌邪的神。
He will not share himself with another person.
他不愿意在我们的心里，他要和其他的东西分享。
Another object.He won't share.
另外一个
What else hinders?
还有什么阻挡
Idolatry.
就是淫荡
What is idolatry?
什么是淫荡
Idolatry is simply something we make with our hands.
这个只是说我们用我们自己手做的一个东西
We have, let's say, a conference.
我们也许有这样一个会议
God, many years ago, I remember 22 years ago,
我记得22年前,
we had 47 people at our summer conference.
我们的夏令会有47个人。
Last year there were 600.
今天我们有600个人。
We take the conference, and God originated, He ordained something.
因为这是主所兴起的一件事
and the brothers and sisters decided that this was what the Lord wanted
弟兄姊妹们决定说这是主要的
it was something heavenly
这是属天的
and we take this heavenly thing and we bring it down and now we know how to put on a conference
所以我们把这个属天的事带到地上也现在我们知道我们怎么样办一个夏令会
we know how to put on a gospel meeting
我们知道怎么办一个福音聚会。
We can put on a baptismal meeting.
我们也可以知道怎么样做一个圣经的聚会。
We know how to come around the Lord's table.
我们怎么样知道擘饼。
Man touches it.
人的手摸到这些。
And the Lord leaves. There's no room.
主就离开，因为不再有空间为着主。
Oh, the Apostle John warned us. He said, "Stay away from idols."
所以约翰，使徒约翰警告我们说。
You see, we might have grandmothers and grandfathers who worship little Buddhas.
我们也许有我们的祖父母，他们敬拜那个佛祖。
And we think, oh, I don't do that. I'm a Christian.
你说我其实不做那个，因为我是基督徒。
Oh, the enemy is very subtle.
但是我们的仇敌很狡诈。
Idolatry has taken heavenly things and bringing them to this earth.
对，淫荡就是说把天上的事带到这个地上。
They fill our hearts.
它充满我们的心。
They satisfy our passions.
它们也满足我们的欲望。
And there is no room in the end.
最后，在我们的心里就没有地方为着主。
And all of this, brothers and sisters, begins to lead to murmuring because Christ is not there.
因为这些就会让我们抱怨，因为我们感觉不到主的同在。
This week, test yourself.
这个星期来试验你自己的心。
Use the joy barometer.
来试一看一看你的那个心里面有多么欢喜快乐。
When there are problems, do you still have joy?
当你遇到一个问题的时候，你还会欢喜快乐吗？
Does your joy level just like this constantly, or is it dropping off?
你的欢喜的程度是一直是同一个高度，还是说可以上上下下？
When we say no room for Jesus,
当我们说没有地方为着主耶稣，
joy is the first thing to go.
那我们首先失去的是我们心里的欢喜快乐。
Oh, the children of Israel were so excited when they crossed the Red Sea.
所有的以色列人当他们过红海的时候，他们是那样的欢喜。
The greatest miracle to ever occur among God's people.
最大的神迹。
How long did it last?
但是他们的欢喜
持续多久？ They were
excited.
They were excited about the circumstances.
他们只是为着他们周围的环境欢喜。
Oh, they had the blood of the lamb. They were all saved.
因为他们有羔羊的血，他们所有的人都被得救。
But the test is Monday.
但是我们的试验在我们星期一就回来。
The test is day in and day out.
只是我们每一天的生活当中都有这样的试验。
After we come out of Egypt.
当我们出埃及以后。
Is the Lord still there?
主还在我们心里吗？
Well, the Lord had to be outside the camp.
主已经出了那个营了。
He could not abide with the children of Israel.
他不能住在以色列人的中间。
And many of us believers, the Lord might be outside the camp today.
今天我们当中很多弟兄姊妹，也许今天神就离开我们。
Because we're murmuring.
因为我们在抱怨。
It's a great sign of No room in the end.
这是给我们这样一个信号，就是说，在我们的心里面没有地方为着主。
When you find yourself complaining and murmuring, just think, no vacancy, Jesus.
当你每一次抱怨的时候，你就想，其实，在你的身上有这样一个标记，说为着主没有地方。
No room for Jesus.
没有地方为着耶稣。
We're also very unteachable.
我们也是不可教的。
Someone says something, and we just curl up. It just irritates us.
如果有些人说这些，说某些人说一句话，我们就会感到发怒。
It can be a simple little thing. You young adult, please make your bed.
也许只是父母对你们年轻人说，你应该去铺床。
Oh, but mom, I'm going to sleep in it again tonight.
你就会说，妈妈，我今天晚上还要睡觉呢。
No vacancy, Jesus.
所以你就只是放了一个 sign 在这边说，在我心里没有地方为主耶稣。
One of the basic tenets of these people that welcomed Jesus was they were obedient.
那些预备耶稣降生那些人。
If Joseph wasn't immediately obedient, Jesus would have been killed.
如果约瑟不是顺服的话。耶稣在出生之前就被杀死了。
If the Magi were not obedient, Herod would have killed Jesus.
如果那些博士不是顺服的话，希律王就杀了耶稣了。
It's very serious.
这是很严肃的一个问题。
Are we broken?
我们被破碎了吗？
Broken of self? If we lack unity, one with one another, if we lack unity, one with one another,
和弟兄姊妹有合一的话,
then no vacancy.
那我们里面也没有空间。
How do you make room for Jesus?
我们怎么样预备我们自己里面这个主?
How do you give him that place this morning?
我们怎么样把地方留给主耶稣?
God does it.
神会做。
And you follow.
你所需要做的只是来跟随。
Ask the Lord to give you a desire.
求主给你这样一个愿望。
These saints 2,000 years ago that we've been talking about,
2000年前这些圣徒,
God shone a light.
主向他们给他们一个光。
It stirred their heart. There was a desire.
所以他们的心里面就有这样的一个意愿。
And they began to follow.
他们就来跟随主。
Remember Peter? Jesus said, follow me. He left his nets and followed.
还记得彼得吗？主只是对他说，来跟随我，他就抛弃他所有的一切来跟随。
What are our nets this morning?
我们今天早晨。
Everything that makes up our life.
每一件，我们生命当中的每一件事。
I'm not talking about leaving your spouse.
我不是说让你离开你的配偶。
I'm not talking about leaving your job.
我不是说你要离开你的工作。
I'm talking about being detached in our hearts to that particular thing.
我们只是说我们的心里要从那些地上的事离开。
Are you a prepared vessel?
你是一个预备整齐的器皿吗？
Some of us, maybe this morning, Jesus is outside the door knocking.
在我们某些人的身上，也许主在我们的心门外面敲门。
When Jesus was knocking at the door in Revelation 3:20, it was to believers.
所以当主耶稣在启示录三章二十节外面敲门的时候，是向着那些信主的人。
They love the Lord.
他们爱主。
But not with their whole heart.
但是不是全心的爱主。
There is much mixture.
他们心里面有掺杂。
Many other things.
他们心里有很多别的东西。
How do we prepare for this coming year?
我们为着下面一个新的一年怎么样来预备。
How do we prepare for spring semester students?
我们怎么样为着春季这个学期有预备。
Vacancy.
要空出我们的心。
Come in and live.
求主来住在我们当中。
My life is yours.
我的生命就是你的。
You made it possible.
你让这一切成为可能。
The Lord paid us.Great price.
主为着我们付了一个极重无比的代价。
The Lamb is worthy. The Lamb who suffered.
羔羊配得，因为他为我们受尽了一切的罪。
Is worthy of his reward.
他配得他所有这一切荣耀。
What is his reward?
他要得的奖赏是什么？
An open heart.
就是我们打开我们的心。
Father, we confess.
亲爱的父，我们承认。
I do myself that I have been so, so slow in understanding this.
我们是这样的慢来懂得你向着我们的心意。
So many things have occupied our lives.
我们的生命当中被很多的事所占据。
Until there's only a moment here and a moment there for you.
我们只有一点点的时间为着你。
When you want all.
而你要得所有这些时间。
Show us, Lord, how you can be all, even to the busiest person in this room.
其实这个房间里面最忙的一个人，求你也向他显明。
The person who you've blessed with great business responsibilities.
那些人，你因着你的祝福，他们在事业上有很多的责任。
How his and her heart.Can be completely yours all the time.
心可以完全成为你的，在所有的时间。
Only you can lead us.
只有你能够来引领我们。
Give us the spirit to follow.
给我们这样一个灵来顺服跟随你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In closing, and let's make this our prayer together.
当我们结束的时候，我们愿意有一个这样一个 团体的祷告。
Let's sing this song that we just sang, the fifth verse.
我们再唱一遍我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌。
Number 51.
51首。